By doing so, may your life and your ministry be renewed always by this far better story of our faith. Amen.
So I'm going to come up here so I can see you all. So Kevin has done a really nice job of decorating his office. It's inviting and comfortable, reflective of his faith and his family and the journey he's traveled to get to this time and place. But until very recently, there were two poinsettias from Christmas covered in wispy plastic grocery bags on the floor by the bookcase. Right after New Year's, I assumed that he'd intended to deliver them to some people who might use a little cheering up. But by the end of January, they were still there, surrounded by falling leaves, still encased, and I gestured to them with raised eyebrows. "Oh yeah," he said. "I meant to deliver them, but that never happened." Note to self, finally something Kevin can't do. He may not be a horticulturalist. It's been a nice honeymoon, hasn't it? The 5 months since Kevin's arrival at the Charlotte Congregational Church have been a kind of love fest. It seems that each week we've discovered something else great about him. Worship is innovative and meaningful. He's a great listener and gently offers guidance in just the way we'd like. His dedication to church life, to our family, is steadfast and loving, and the wisdom he's brought to the few quandaries so far encountered has been a great blessing. And really, what more can anyone ask at the beginning of a blooming relationship than to be heard and valued, loved, and cherished? As happens on honeymoons, we've laughed and played, been very serious and intent at times, looked ahead to the future while learning ever more about each other, our histories, our dreams, and our aspirations. We have kind of snuggled up together in this sanctuary of time and space, and we thought about all the wonderful things we might do together, and he's been exceptionally supportive. It may just be time to go home from the honeymoon. And what might you find upon your return? First of all, when you and Kevin turn the key to open the front door, you will find, to your great alarm, that it isn't locked. And what do you see upon entering? Because you'd been so busy packing for the trip, you let Kevin engage the house sitter. For some clearly misguided notion, he asked Jesus to take care of things while you were away. And the house is a mess. Dirty dishes are in the sink, clothes are thrown all over, the trash and the recycling haven't been taken out, the refrigerator is sticky and smelly, the bed not made, and clearly something has burned because there's a musty cloud of smoke all through the house. Whose idea was this, and what is going on? And the very worst part of it is that upon crossing the threshold, Kevin exclaims, "Way cool! So great to be home!" And you wonder suddenly, who is this man? The hard truth is that the honeymoon is over, and you may have spent just a wee bit too much time letting Kevin love you. And maybe now it's time to love him. To get to know more about this man who would, for some odd reason, put Jesus in charge and delight at the mess he can make. Because it would appear that Jesus has little respect for your belongings and things. And where, by the way, has he gone? This is a very healthy church. We enjoy a lively, welcoming, committed congregation, secure for the moment finances and buildings that are in good shape. We are focused on mission work, on worship and study, contemplative prayer, caring for each other and the wider community, and ministries that are guided by faithful people. We are officially installing Kevin today as the senior pastor of this cherished church, and the relationship seems solid and very promising. For all the apparent good fortune celebrated today, we need to remember who is really minding the shop, whose house it actually is, and buckle our seatbelts. Jesus' way was the way of the cross, and that has more to do with letting go and giving away than storing up security against the future and building larger barns. As we heard in today's scripture, Jesus left in a cloud and will return in a cloud of some sort, obscuring clarity, bringing assumptions into question, clouding our thinking, and waking us to mystery. In calling Kevin, you've invited a certain degree of confusion and mess into your midst, because he's tight with Jesus and the gospel that will always put love first, pretty much no matter what. So welcome any confusion that will come. Trust that when Kevin makes a wild suggestion that somehow seems threatening, that he is inviting you into the cloud where Jesus dwells, where you might just not see things as clearly as you did before, where your house will get messy, the door will be open, the kitchen smoky, and the house plants neglected. But if you squint through the cloud, you will see Kevin sitting at the table with nothing more than a broken loaf of bread and a goblet of wine, saying, "So cool. Welcome home." And that will be all you will need. Amen.
We will continue our worship with the offering of our gifts.